Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hi, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Write it down and hand it out. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Okay, I want to talk more about notes in the game. Something the GM should probably put into his toolbox and pull it out every once in a while, like every session. What I'm saying is, when the players have to make a rule, I should say, I mean, there was always this, when I first started playing role-playing games, there was always this, you know, feeling, and other people have had it too, as a player, how do you play a high stat if you don't have it? Mainly, I was thinking of intelligence. What if you have, your character has like an 18 intelligence, and you really don't feel like you do? You know, you can't be Sherlock Holmes. You can't be Albert Einstein. So why am I playing this smart character? Because it's a fun character to play, that's why. But aside from that, that I finally realized is where the dice starts doing all the heavy lifting. Now, I've talked on the show before about, I don't want you to, you know, have a role for everything. You know, the GM shouldn't make everybody roll for everything, but these are the times when you should roll. Say you're doing a murder mystery, okay, in whatever role-playing game you're using. And so let's say it's a D&D. It's got the six stats, and it's got saves, and it's got a perception check. I always add perception to my class and level D&D type games, which to me is you take your, it's basically a variant on another stat. You take your intelligence, you take your wisdom, add them together and divide by two. So you're doing the average of intelligence, wisdom, and that's what you have to roll or under to make it. I think that's fair. But if it doesn't, you don't have a perception check. Like I said, I add it to all of those. But if you don't have a perception check, you use either use intelligence, use wisdom, whatever you're going to use. You know, if they're looking for clues and they, you know, they can't find any, have them roll, make them roll, and then don't tell them. But that's not exactly what I mean. As you know, if you're going to have them roll, you do, and they make it, you do either one of two things. One is harder than the other. And just, well, one, I should say one's easier than the other, actually. You either stop the game, take them into another room or something, and talk to them and tell them what your character found out. Okay? Now, the other alternative is to write a note and pass it to the player, written down what they found out. And one's easier, like I said, one's easier to do than the other because then you don't have to stop the game, take them in the other room, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, you tell people, hey, role play over there, blah, 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 blah. And then you come back. Why do that when you have a note? Now, here's how I like to do it. Here's how the note thing works for me. I take it and I write it down. I fold it up and I hand it directly to the player. I've had notes passed down before, but the temptation for other players to look in there is great. I also found an alternate way to do it that way. And I forget who came up with this, but it was like, when they said it was like, brilliance. Okay, during the Easter season, you're familiar with those bags of plastic eggs the kids usually, they put in the Easter baskets. You fill it up with candy and stuff, and then, you know, you give it to them. Have a couple of those around. When you have to pass a note, write the note, fold it up, stick it in the egg, and toss it to the player. Or, you know, to hand it to them. Toss it to the player. They open it up, they read the note, put the note back in, they close the egg, toss it back to you. Okay, now they know. And remember, always get the notes back. You know why you do this? One good reason. The player has the option to tell everybody else. That's the way it should be. I don't like when, you know, you say, make a perception roll or make an intelligence roll. I made it. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Now everybody knows. Okay? That sometimes... there are other reasons, you know, on the whole, that's okay. But things like, you know, in cases like this, to me, that's a little too meta. You know what I mean? You know, give them the note, let them look at it, and then pass it back. And that's what they notice. That's what they know. Okay, are you going to tell these guys? Do so. Okay? Now, other players may have their own little idea about, come on, why don't you just tell us? No, that's called role-playing. You know, role-playing between you guys. I don't need to be in that. That's the whole point of it. You tell them what you found. Then that you can go from there. I don't think it's cruel or anything. You're not being cruel. You're just... You know, you want the player to do what the player going to do type of thing. You know, if the body, you make a perception roll. The body smells like bleach. Why would the body smell like bleach? You know, just write it. The body smells like bleach. And you toss it back. And it's like, and then, you know, any kind of good role player would go, okay, hey, guys. How come this, smell that body? It smells like bleach. You know, faint smell of bleach. What's going on here? That's role playing. That's a good example of role playing right there. So when you do the notes, either hand it to them directly or do like I did. If you have the plastic egg or any other small, you know, container you can put it in. I just think those Easter eggs are brilliant. You can... There's just enough room for like a post-it note. And that's all you need. You know, have a post-it note, write it down, boom, 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 do it, come back. So I would give that a shot at your next game. Find some container or some kind of plastic or maybe an old, hell, you can probably just roll it up. And if you have any old empty medicine bottles, you know, like when you get your prescriptions, I usually have a whole bunch of those around here. I don't get too many damn prescriptions, but you can use those. I use those for tokens too, you know, monster tokens and things like that. But you can do it that way too. Roll it up, put the lid on, boom, throw it back, boom, done. Okay, cool. Anyway, that's all I got for you right now. I got to start my day today. And if you want to talk about me, about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Spotify for Podcasters. Well, we are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you for a single donation. You can go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Sars, and Jason from Moral Project, thank you very much for other good podcasts. Dan Greggs Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognar Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Lorton's Bandits Keep Podcast is great. Brandy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.